June 6, 1 Samuel 17, 28 to 37. Five smooth stones. David said, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." 1 Samuel 17, 37. When David saw that all Israel was filled with fear and learned that the Philistines' defiance was hurled at them day after day without arousing a champion to silence the boaster, his spirit was stirred within him. He was fired with zeal to preserve the honor of the living God and the credit of his people. David, in his humility and zeal for God and his people, proposed to meet this boaster. Saul consented and had his own kingly armor placed upon David, but he would not consent to wear it. He laid off the king's armor, for he had not proved it. He had proved God, and in trusting in him, he had gained special victories. To put on Saul's armor would give the impression that he was a warrior when he was only little David who tended the sheep. He did not mean that any credit be given to the armor of Saul, for his trust was in the Lord God of Israel. Choosing five smooth stones out of the brook, he took them in his bag and with his sling in his hand drew near to the Philistine. The giant strode boldly forward, expecting to meet the mightiest of the warriors of Israel. His armor bearer walked before him, and he looked as if nothing could withstand him. And as he came nearer to David, he saw but a stripling called a boy because of his youth. David's countenance was ruddy with health, and his well-knit form, unprotected by armor, was displayed to advantage. Yet between its youthful outline and the massive proportions of the Philistine, there was a marked contrast. Goliath was filled with amazement and anger. "Am I a dog," he exclaimed, "that thou comest to me with staves?" Then he poured upon David the most terrible curses by all the gods of his knowledge. He cried in derision, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field."